If you're around teens or tweens, you already know this. They don't talk on the phone, they text. In fact, kids are growing up immersed in so much technology that many people worry they're losing the ability to communicate and solve problems directly with one another. Researchers have documented declines in empathy. But as NPR's Steve Henn reports, Silicon Valley thinks it has a solution: another video game.
More than 30 years ago, Trip Hawkins left Apple Computer and founded Electronic Arts. You know, the company behind EA Sports. But the man who helped make Madden Football into a cultural icon, whose former company encourages gamers to spend hundreds of millions of hours pretending to play sports instead of actually playing them, that guy has a new vision for games. Trip Hawkins wants to teach.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, we're trying to figure out how to use a business model like what I did previously with EA Sports.
Basically, Hawkins brings game designers together with experts in a field. In the case of sports, it was athletes and statisticians. Now Hawkins is bringing counselors into the mix. He wants to give those counselors a lot of information about what kids are doing in the games they play. Analyzing data and how people play has become a huge part of the gaming industry.
It's incredibly important, and it's one of these things where in the past you couldn't do it at all because the customer was playing the game in the basement on a machine that's not hooked up to the internet. Once you bring the internet into the equation, you get these metrics on every little twist and turn, and then it's much, much easier to figure out what your problem is and how to improve the product.
For game designers, data analysis has become an incredibly powerful tool.
And it makes perfect sense to apply that same methodology to other new markets that where there are big opportunities, like education.
Or social development. Hawkins thinks a well-designed video game could teach kids empathy, could help them learn to listen to each other and control negative emotions. Hawkins believes a gadget could teach children basic skills that will help them get along better with each other and adults out in the real world.
I am concerned.
Catherine Steiner-Adair is a clinical psychologist at Harvard and the author of The Big Disconnect, Protecting Childhood and Family Relationships in the Digital Age.
Nothing, no new app, no new game can replace the old truth, I think, that children thrive and families thrive in the context of healthy, real life relationships.
Nonetheless, Trip Hawkins has formed a company, gathered experts in social development and learning together, and now they're creating a new game called If. The game's not finished yet, but this week I got a chance to play the beta version with my own kids.
It actually is called If?
It is called If.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Okay, who gets to play first? Can I please play first? Can I?
In the game, players visit an imaginary town called Greenberry.
Step forward and show your face. I've been expecting you.
Greenberry right now is a world in which there are cats and there are dogs and they don't get along well.
Jessica Berlinski helped design and write the game's story.
So they don't get along in Greenberry, and part of the challenge is figuring out why and then working to heal that.
Berlinski is the chief learning officer and co-founder of If You Can, the company making this game.
We want to build kids that not only navigate academic challenges and failures, but interpersonal ones. And the messaging that kids get in real life, and certainly in schools, is not that failure is okay. But in game environments, 80% of the time, gamers are failing, yet they're completely motivated to keep going. So something's going on there that's very positive, and we need to capitalize on that.
As kids progress through Berlinski's game, they begin to rebuild the village of Greenberry. And kind of like Pokemon, they collect magical creatures who enhance their power.
That was Kibble.
Kibble's so cute!
But as my kids played, they made a mistake, and one of those creatures, a sprite named Kibble, seemed to die. And then this game did something totally different. It helped my kids work through that virtual loss. And clinical psychologist Catherine Steiner-Adair says, when played in moderation, a game like this might not be so bad.
I am cautious, but I'm also guardedly optimistic that there could be some kind of computer game that could strengthen children's social emotional intelligence.
But building a kind of virtual counseling session into a video game is a tough trick. And as Trip Hawkins admits, no one's going to play, if the game's not fun. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.
Our tech team is focusing on gaming all week, and we've launched a new blog. It's nprplays.tumblr.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.